I encourage you, if you don't have your Bible right beside you right now, if you want to pause and go grab that, I hope that you'll get your Bible so that you can look this up and read with us. Again, this is from Acts chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. Each day, he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astounded. They all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's colonnade, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected his holy righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy your consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Swimming, graduation, Creekside Market, I love seeing the summer come to life. After so many months that are foreign to us, there is beauty in the ordinary. As the church, we are entering into the longest season of the Christian calendar, and some call it ordinary time. Some call it the season after Pentecost. One of the things that the season after Pentecost can do is remind us that we are walking in the power of the Spirit. And right now we're participating in praying that the Holy Spirit will be a part of our lives, that His Spirit will fall afresh on us and our community. We are the church, empowered, equipped, and sent by God to worship and to offer Christ. But the phrase ordinary time also holds deep meaning. Ordinary here does not mean common or mundane, but comes from the word ordinal, which means that it is counted, that which is counted. The days are counted between Trinity Sunday that we celebrated last week and Christ the King Sunday. By counting the days or the weeks all season long, from spring through summer into fall, we are saying we have a mission. We have a purpose. We don't just gather to worship for ourselves. We aren't just about taking care of our own souls. We are being shaped. We are practicing how to offer Christ to the world. The songs that we sing, as we worship in our homes right now, We are worshiping God as we sing these songs to the world. The prayers that we pray to God with one another are prayers that we pray on behalf of the world. The testimonies that we share as we worship are the stories that we tell our communities and our neighborhood and the world. By counting the days, we are reminded that this time and these tasks, they matter. It is a part of God's purpose in the world. We are a part of God's purpose in the world. So our worship in this season is to bring the world into worship, to be reminded that we are preparing to be a part of what God is already doing in the world around us. That is just what the apostles experienced during the beginning of the church, after Christ's death, resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost. In Acts 3, it tells us the story of a paralytic who was healed at the Gate Beautiful. When Peter and John, they prayed for him. He had been begging there at the gate for many years, but on that day he received a gift much more precious than gold or silver, the scripture tells us. The significant thing about this miracle, however, was the glory that it brought to Jesus' name. In Acts 4:10, Peter is being questioned by the high priest and a myriad of other officials for the strange occurrence of the healing the day before and his preaching and teaching that followed. And Peter responds, "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you completely healed." And he adds in verse 12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Since everyone in that city had probably seen the paralytic before, his testimony as he went running and leaping through town and into the temple was very powerful. Jesus was exalted through this man's healing. What would happen this week, this summer, this ordinary time, if we counted every day, if we counted every ordinary person on every ordinary day, if we made them count with our prayers and our words and our deeds, what witness and what growth and life might that mean for God's kingdom? If every day and every person we met this summer, if we counted them. The paralytic sat by the beautiful gate every day, waiting for the extraordinary to happen to an ordinary person on an ordinary day. He was waiting for his life to count. But in God's kingdom, through God's people like you and me, ordinary people and ordinary days, they do count. The ordinary paralytic man counted. The ordinary day sitting by the gate counted. Today might seem like it is back to ordinary, but the point is the days count. Let's make them count by paying attention to the world around us, the world in which God is at work. These days matter. Let's make them matter by practicing seeing and counting the ordinary people in the ordinary days of the world in which we live, the world that God loves, and that God loved enough to die for us, the ordinary. How will we count the people and the days in the week before us? I'd like to share a little bit about what we might be able to do. First, pray. Pray and ask that the name of Jesus will be glorified in our church, especially through the evidence of changed lives. Pray that his power will be displayed for all to see and that his name will be exalted above the name of our congregation or any other human title. He is to be lifted up above all. If we're to see the book of Acts rewritten in our day, the healing, the salvation, the deliverance that we read about there, it will be done through the power of his name. It's important to note that when Peter and John prayed for the paralytic, they prayed in Jesus' name. This is critical for several reasons. First, in the Old Testament, each time God gave his name, he revealed something about himself. Now, the nature of God is revealed in one named Jesus. And when we pray in His name, we ask only those things that are within the scope of the character of Jesus. Second, in Jesus' name, we have access to the very throne of God. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name," John 16:23. We bring petitions before the Father based on Jesus' righteousness, not our own. Third, the goal of prayer is to know God intimately, and in Jesus' name, we have a bond of oneness. Like all covenant relationships, Jesus gave His name as a symbol of our standing with the Father, and we can find that in John 17:6. In Jesus' name, we have kingdom authority. He called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and heal every disease and sickness. Matthew 10:1 tells us this. The authority is exercised in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, our ownership is fixed. Would you pray in Jesus' name saying, "I was bought with a price and I am His. I know He will meet my need because He takes care of His own. We are His." Six, if in Jesus' name we are protected from the evil one. Since all power in heaven and in earth is given in His name, and all spirits recognize the irrevocable truth of His authority, when we pray in the name of Jesus, then we are under His protection. We are covered by His love for us. John 17:11-12 tells us this. Seven, in Jesus' name, we are given a new nature. When we are born again, we are changed, and our new nature is signified by a new name, His name. As we pray, we are reminded of our new nature, and we aspire to the holiness of Jesus Christ. Eight, in Jesus' name, we bear the reputation of His kingdom and love. To pray in His name is to protect His glory and His holiness on earth. As we conclude our prayers, often people will pray for His name's sake. And we find in Isaiah 63, in Jeremiah 32, and Nehemiah 9, in other words, "Lord, let nothing be done that will bring shame or reproach to Your name." People are not saved to bear our name, but to bear His alone. In Acts 4:18, the religious leaders, they command the disciples not to preach or to teach in the name of Jesus, because after they witnessed what we read in the scripture lesson this morning, they recognize the power that Jesus' name holds. Through it, the gospel was advanced all over the land. Likewise, if we are to see breakthroughs today, it will be as the church praises His name. Let us go to seek God's presence at work in these ordinary days among ordinary people, because in Jesus' name, these days count.